MW.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Friday here on this first day of spring. My name is Dablo, coming to you live from Dakota Avenue in my radio hut. We're at, what would you call this, kind of a partly cloudy, mostly cloudy sort of thing, and 36 degrees. Time to get on with our Friday here, and I can't get my Friday going unless I talk with Brianna Koval from Wilkin County Emergency Services. So she is in here to talk with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're talking river levels.
Well, only briefly.
Yeah, briefly,
just a big yawn. Yep,
because
I thought, hey, let's see what that river level is at today. So at the Red River confluence in the middle of Wapbreck, 7.43 feet.
And flood stage 11 feet.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So again, a big collective yawn.
Yep. Granted, there's still moisture that has to get into the river system.
Yeah.
However, I'm fairly certain that the frost is out.
Yeah, definitely.
My sump pump started running last night.
That's a sure sign.
That means maybe it's not completely out, but we're well on our way at that point. So I think, barring any weird situations that happen over the next few weeks, I think we're probably good to go, and we're going to see some significant amount of drying both today and tomorrow. Forecasted for 60 degrees today, 70 degrees tomorrow. I think we're good.
We need some sunshine to really hit those temps, though, to go up and over.
Well, and I think we'll get there. It's still early.
Yeah.
Yep, give it some time. We'll see some sun today.
Okay.
It's going to be one of those weird situations where you're running from your heat to your air conditioner, potentially. So just keep that in mind if you start firing up other systems in your house. So.
Let's talk, because you are the one that educated me, and I don't leave it alone because that's just me, about snow that gets ripe, okay, and ripe snow, and there's not much left. But I just want to, and I wanted to mention this to you, along with the ripeness of the snow, there is this thing out there in the snow called snow mold.
Yes.
And do you want to know what my allergies are doing like the past 3 days with
the
snow mold?
You and everybody else.
Honestly.
Yep.
It's like, okay.
But once things dry out, that goes away. So things will dry out, and then hopefully, you know, within the next week and a half, 2 weeks, we'll have just a nice little bit of a rain to rinse everything off, which I think everybody looking around at the sidewalks and the streets and their driveways and everything, it's like, geez, can we just get the tiniest bit of rain?
Right, and clean the thing up.
Just to rinse everything off. I don't want anything significant.
Right.
Just, you know, an hour of a nice little drizzle. Just rinse it. But we're not going to see that for a little while. There's nothing significant in the forecast. So let's just let it dry out and see.
That would be great. That would be great.
But I absolutely understand. I've been feeling the snow mold as well.
Yeah. Okay. You too.
Yep.
All right.
It's real.
Yeah, it is real. And what was I going to talk about now? See, I lost all train of thought.
April's right around the corner.
April's right. That's what I was going to talk about, because a lot of people now that I've been talking to are like, I'm spring cleaning, I'm going through, and you would not believe the amount of aluminum cans that I collected over the winter. I thought, boy, have I got a deal for you.
Right, and I do have a deal for you, because in April we do our incentive for aluminum cans.
Do I need to get a drum roll ready here, or can't you release that yet?
Oh, I'll let you know.
Okay, do we need a drum roll first?
Sure, why not?
Okay, here we go. Our premium this year on aluminum in April is
42 cents per pound.
Whoa.
Yep, 42 cents per pound. If you're bringing in more than 100 pounds, you're going to get 44 cents per pound. So a significant increase from what we've seen in the past few years.
That is generous, yeah.
Yeah, lately we've been sitting, you know, between 30 and 35 cents. So it's a pretty good increase. So I'm hoping to see a huge influx of aluminum coming in.
You might set records.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's been a few years since we've been able to set a record. But I will say, if you are going to be cleaning out your grain bin, your Quonset, your horse stalls, whatever it may be that you've been putting all of that aluminum in, give me a call first, because those loads are going to be significantly larger than what the average person is bringing in. And we like to keep the flow of traffic moving.
True.
So if you're going to bring in an exceptionally large load, we're talking 400, 500, 600 pounds, give me a call, 218-643-5815, and we'll schedule a time.
Yeah, you kind of like to be prepped on something. Yeah,
definitely. Exactly. We just like a heads up. Sometimes it's totally fine, but we just want to heads up knowing that you're going to bring in a dump trailer because it lets us prepare a little bit more.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. And again, that's going on throughout the month of April.
Correct. It starts that first collection day in April. I'm pulling up my calendar right now so I don't give you the wrong date.
All right.
Our first collection date would be April 2nd, which is a Thursday.
Okay.
So we will start with that incentive price on April 2nd, and that goes every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday all through April.
All right.
Yep. We're open 10 to 6 Tuesdays and Thursdays and 8 to noon on Saturdays.
And I'm getting ahead of myself here, and you're going to bust me on this, but okay, we get into severe weather as spring approaches too. So one more time, and then we can shut up about it. The new emergency notification system in Wilkin County.
Now, we are never going to shut up
about it. No, we're not. We need everybody on it.
It's important for everybody to know. And, you know, we're always going to be picking people up along the way, which is great. So we switched our warning system, our notification system from Code Red to Smart 911. We call it Wilkin Alerts. Now, to register, you have to text a number, which I'm looking up right now, 226-787. So you're going to text Wilkin Alerts, all lowercase, no spaces, Wilkin Alerts to 226-787. That is going to get you on our broad-based alerts where we're going to send a message to the entire county, like our no travel advisories or something that's going to impact everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to receive those personalized weather warnings like you had with our previous system, you have to complete your registration, which means when you text Wilkin Alerts to 226-787, then you're going to get a text back with a link in it. Click the link, and that's going to show you how to finish your registration so we actually know where you're located.
Right, and custom, you can custom tailor this thing,
too. Yep, absolutely. You can pick the types of alerts that you would like to receive. But unless we have your address connected to your phone number, you're not going to get those weather alerts.
Okay.
And I know many people appreciate those, so if you haven't registered, now's the time to do it.
Right.
So you can just get it done and just set it and forget it.
Before we get into that season.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we'll be talking a lot more about
it. Only a month away from Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, it comes up quick.
Yep, it absolutely does. So maybe get that out of the way before we get to that point of the season.
All right.
So Wilkin Alerts, 226-787. All lowercase, one word, Wilkin Alerts.
And folks, if you missed any of that, our conversations will be up on the podcast early this afternoon. Let's talk archery.
Yes.
You're an archery mom, and boy, do you have archery this weekend.
Yes. It's the North Dakota State Archery Tournament this weekend. I believe the Minnesota one is still coming up next week or the week after. That one's still not happened yet.
Okay.
But we have a ton of archers going up to Minot this weekend. There'll be another bunch going to the Minnesota State Tournament when that happens. So it's going to be a weekend.
It's going to be a weekend. Yep. You're going to be busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So good luck to the archers.
Absolutely.
And by the way, folks, in case you missed it, it was Brianna's birthday on Wednesday, you know, and like you didn't know I was going to bring that up. I was actually going to sing to you. I thought, no, I won't put you through it.
Please don't.
No. So a belated happy birthday.
Is there is nothing that I dislike more than being
no I didn't get your name on the birthday list. Yep. and I'm deeply offended, okay, and shame on your husband for not calling that in, and it's like I need to wish Brianna a happy birthday in my own way, so
there you go.
I hope you had a good one.
It was good.
All right.
Yep. Entered a new decade.
Yes.
So yep.
you have a great weekend. Enjoy the archery tournament. Good luck to all of our local kids going.
Yep, absolutely. And you enjoy the weather.
I'm going to enjoy the weather.
Because it's only going to be 40-something up in Minot tomorrow, and you'll be 70 here.
I know, so. I'm liking that. But dealing with snow mold like everybody else. Brianna Covaland, Wilkin County Emergency Services. We talk with her every Friday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.